From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And would like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Several managements of cinemas in Jakarta resumed cinemas operation on Thursday but decided to keep the sale of food and drinks suspended to prevent customers from removing their mask. Following the implementation of Level 3 PPKM rules in Jakarta, the government has allowed cinemas to operate at the maximum capacity of 50%. However, only visitors who have been fully vaccinated are being allowed to visit cinemas. Before entry, visitors are required to undergo a screening using the Peduli Lindungi application and thereafter follow the health protocols promulgated for public spaces. Pakistan becomes one of the countries for the refugee shelters of Afghanistan after Taliban takes over the Afghanistan's government. Million refugees of Afghanistan provides an impact for Pakistan. It was said by Deputy Head of Mission of Pakistan Embassy in Jakarta, Muhammad Faisal Fayaz, at diplomatic forum held by Voice of Indonesia RRI in Jakarta on Thursday. Fayaz also explained the existence of refugees becomes a huge challenge for Pakistan as the country which directly borders Afghanistan. Therefore, Pakistan invites the international community to deal with the social problem.
The number of refugees has been more than 3 million. Now, the societal impact is obviously huge because the resources Pakistan has are very limited. We have limited budget, limited resources. We are also a developing country. We are not a developed country who can bear the brunt of such a large chunk of population. So that's why we have been insisting, we have been urging the international community to engage with the Taliban, with the new government, and not estrange them, to talk to them.
Furthermore, Muhammad Faisal Fayaz also mentioned the existence of refugees gives economic impact for Pakistan. Fayaz hopes the situation in Afghanistan will be conducive and peace can be materialized so all refugees can return to Afghanistan. Indonesia and Afghanistan has a long history of bilateral relations in many fields. However, after the Taliban takes over the government of Afghanistan, Indonesia is still waiting to increase trade cooperation. It was said by an expert trade negotiators of South and Middle Asia sub-coordinator of the Trade Ministry Wisnu Widiantoro at the diplomatic forum held by Voice of Indonesia RRI in Jakarta on Thursday.
We haven't have contact with Afghanistan representative in Indonesia or whether it's in the Afghanistan Ministry of Commerce, because in the latest release from the Taliban, we haven't seen that the structure of the cabinet, it didn't include Ministry of Commerce or Ministry of Trade. So we also have confusion to contact, have the contact point that we have before with Afghanistan.
Moreover, Wisnu Widiantoro stated in 2020, Ambassador of Afghanistan to Indonesia, Faizullah Zaki, visited the Indonesian Trade Ministry. Wisnu said Ambassador Zaki wanted strong economic agreement in order to boost trade cooperation for the two countries. However, currently the government of Afghanistan has been taken over by the Taliban, though Indonesia still monitors the development situation in Afghanistan. Let's move on to the international news. The dollar held near 3 weeks highs against a basket of major currencies on Friday after a raft of strong U.S. economic data wrinkled expectation for earlier policy tightening by the U.S. Federal Reserve. U.S. retail sales unexpectedly increased in August, rising 0.7% from the previous month despite expectations of 0.8% fall, while a business sentiment survey by the Philadelphia Fed also showed a big improvement. The figures helped the curb's cautious views on the U.S. economy sparks after theme consumers inflation reading and soft job growth data published earlier this month, helping the revive expectation for early Fed tapering. Oil prices barely moved on Friday, even as more supply come back online in the U.S. Gulf of Mexico following two hurricanes, with benchmarks contracts on track to post weekly gains of around 4% as the output recovery has been lagging demand. As of Thursday, about 28% of U.S. Gulf of Mexico crude productions remain offline 2.5 weeks after Hurricane Ida hit. Candidates to become Japan's next prime minister officially launched their campaign on Friday, with popular vaccine minister Taro Kono expected to be the top contender to replace Yoshihide Suga. The popular Kono, whose resume is studded with jobs including the foreign and defense portfolios, faces off against former foreign minister Fumio Kishida, Sanae Takaichi, who held the internal affairs ministry's post, and Seiko Noda, a former minister for gender equality. Africa faces a shortfall of 470 million COVID-19 vaccine doses this year after the CARFAX alliance cut its projected shipments, raising the risk of new and deadly variants, the World Health Organization said on Thursday. Only 17% of the continent's population will now be vaccinated by the end of this year, compared with the 40% target set by the WHO, the Global Agency's Africa unit said at its weekly briefing in the Congolese capital of Brazzaville. That was the news. Korea's claim of success in its ballistic missiles tests on a train series has drawn international condemnations this week. Its closest neighbors, South Korea and Japan, which are within the missile's range, feel threatened and said the test disturbed the peaceful situation of the surrounding region. Through a photo officially released Wednesday, the North Korean Central News Agency shows a ballistic missiles launch test carried out on a train series. The location of the firing of the missiles with a range of 800 kilometers is kept secret, only showing it in a hilly areas. On the same day, South Korea has also tested a submarine-launched ballistic missiles. This makes it the seventh country to develop such a system, but the first without nuclear weapons. Both Koreas are now in an increasingly heated arms race. Both of them have launched new missiles that are claimed to be superior. But the North Korean test, although not nuclear, has drawn international criticism and concern. The United States says the test violates United Nations Security Council resolution and poses a threat of Pyongyang's neighbors. A series of United Nations Security Council resolutions prohibits North Korea from developing or testing ballistic missiles, though it still allows cruise missiles. Ballistic missiles are considered threatening because they can carry a larger and more powerful payload, have longer range, and can travel faster. Pyongyang is prohibited from testing ballistic missiles and nuclear weapons under international law. Previously, several tests that had been carried out, especially those related to the development of nuclear weapons, had been criticized by the international community and resulted in sanctions from the UN Security Council. Problems on the Korean Peninsula that continue to drag on and on should be resolved through dialogue. Both Koreas must be able to exercise restraint by remaking a joint commitment to defuse military tensions and end the danger of war of the Korean Peninsula.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Let's begin today in history. On September 17, 1945, when Indonesian Red Cross was founded, the struggle to found the Indonesian Red Cross began in 1932. Dr. R.C. L. Senduk and Dr. Bahtir Johan pioneered it by making the design of the Indonesian Red Cross. After Indonesia gains its independence, the founding of the Indonesian Red Cross continued on September 3, 1945. At that time, President Sukarno instructed Health Minister Dr. Buntaran Marto Atmojo to establish a National Red Cross organization. Right 1 month after Indonesian independence, on September 17, 1945, the Indonesian Red Cross was founded. Until now, the day is recognized as the National Day of the Indonesian Red Cross. Next, September 17 is the Indonesian National Transportation Day. Before the National Transportation Day was recognized, every state-owned enterprises in the transportation sector celebrated their anniversary separately on different dates. Considering the time and cost, the celebrations on different dates were seen as inefficient. So in 1971, the National Transportation Day was recognized to unite the anniversary of the state-owned transportation companies, namely on September 17. The National Transportation Day was determined through the Transportation Ministerial Decree issued on August 26, 1971. We end today in history on September 17, 1978, when the Camp David Accords was signed. At the time, U.S. former President Jimmy Carter led the 12-day negotiation between Egyptian President Anwar Sadat and Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin. This treaty was named after the resort belonging to the U.S. President Camp David in Frederick County, Maryland, where the negotiation was held. This treaty also led to Egypt-Israeli peace treaty in 1979. Great creation.
I'm Francisco Gutierrez Figueroa, CDA of the Embassy of Peru in Indonesia. I would like to say happy 76th anniversary to Radio Republic Indonesia. Sekali diudara, tetap diudara. I wish for the prosperity of Indonesia and for the happiness and well-being of our peoples.
Well, listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Coordinating Minister for Economy Erlangga Hartarto said that investment commitment at 19 special economic zones reached 92.3 trillion rupiah as of July 2021 and had been realized 32.76 trillion rupiah. Minister Erlangga, during a webinar on the special economic zones on Monday, said that the investment in special economic zone has created jobs for more than 26,000 people directly. Then, from January until July, the export from special economic zone reached 3.66 trillion rupiah. Meanwhile, until August, 129 business entities had registered their profile into the special application system at the special economic zone in order to receive special facilities after operating in the special economic zone. The facilities are exemptions for income tax, added value tax, luxury goods tax, import duty, import tax, and customs. Minister Erlangga also remarked that many facilities given by the government are meant not only to encourage special economic zones' competitiveness values, but also to increase the productions of export-oriented goods that are connected with the global supply chain, so that investors are attracted to invest in the special economic zone. On the same occasion, Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani hoped that special economic zone could attract investment from the country and abroad. So, this can accelerate national economic recovery which was affected by COVID-19 pandemic. Minister Sri Mulyani also said the government through the National Single Window Agency or LNSW, Tax Directorate General and Customs and Excise Directorate General has developed a special application system for a special economic zone that is expected to improve special economic zone value for the investors. The Special Economic Zone Application System developed and managed by LNSW has an efficiency function, so business people just need one system for various Special Economic Zone services. The system is also easy because it only requires one single document. In addition, the system is also transparent because business people, Special Economic Zone administrators, Customs and Excise officers, as well as tax officers, can observe the special economic zone operation in one system with similar standards. Through this application, business people operating in special economic zone are expected to receive many facilities with ease. Minister Sri Mulyani also hopes that the IT development in special economic zone can improve the 4.0 industry competitiveness value in Indonesia, namely an electronic and automation-based industry.
Jadi semalam aku tak mampu tuk lupakan kamu membuat diri ini duadu di mabuk kepayang.
Cantik, kau cantik tiada dua, menarik membuatku terhipnotis, kamu membuat raga ini duadu dulu hati ini.
Kau memang menarik semua, tuk tertuju padamu seorang. Kau begitu lucu, tersipu malu.
Karena takut padamu.
La 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 la, aku jatuh cinta.
Ku berangan-angan kamu tempat duduk sampingku, ku pegang erat dan tak akan ku melepasmu. Hanya ada dalam hatiku.
Aku inginkan kamu, hey girl. Kau di dalam tanganku, hey girl. Aku inginkan kamu. Hey girl, let me sing this song for you. Pada pertama kau curi mataku, kedua kau kunci hatiku. Pada pandangan kamu dengan diriku, lugu, lucu, lulu, kepada
kau beriku lucu.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawintiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah fi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
If you are on vacation to Indonesia, just come to Banyuwangi City, East Java. This Banyuwangi City has many beautiful tourism destinations, such as Ijen Crater, Baluran National Park, Blambangan Park, Green Bay, Red Island Beach, Sukamada Beach, and also Alas Purwo National Park. Certainly, visiting Banyuwangi is incomplete without trying its special food. One of them is Sego Lemeng. Sego lemeng is a dish of rice cooked in bamboo and grilled until being cooked. Sego lemeng is a typical dish of the Osing tribe from Banjar village. Glutinous rice is the basic ingredients needed to make sego lemeng. After being washed cleanly, the rice is seasoned with bay leaves, kaffir limes, leaves, lemongrass, and salt. Some people add coconut milk to add savory taste. As a complement, sego lemeng can also be added with minced chicken or tuna. All ingredients are mixed together and then wrapped in banana leaves. After it is shaped like rice cake, it is put into bamboo and burned in the fireplace for up to 4 hours. When the bamboo turns black, this is a sign that the lemeng is well done. When it is eaten, sago lamang produces a distinctive, savory, and delicious taste. Because it has been given a side dish in it, sago lamang can be eaten just like when eating a grilled rice. However, time by time, sago lamang is served with other side dishes such as salted egg, omelette, red chili sauce, and anchovies. Allegedly, sago lamang is food that becomes the supply of the guerrillas who fought against the Dutch colonial invaders. When fighting for independence, many residents fought and hid in the forest. There, they made sago lamang to survive. To enjoy sago lamang, you can find it in many restaurants in Banyuwangi that sells this typical dish. The price is around 15,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per serving. It depends on what side dish you eat.
Indahnya awal kita bertatap mata, ku menyapamu di seberang sana. Gundah gelisah seakan terlupa, tawa candamu mengalihkan semua getaran ini terasa nyata. Apakah kau juga merasa kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia? Yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia, kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Tingkahku yang terkadang kau tangisi, jangan kau pendam di dalam hati. Maaf semua takkan ku ulang lagi, indah rasanya senyummu kembali. Getaran ini terasa nyata. Oh, apakah kau juga merasa dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia? Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia.
Sekali di udara, tetap di udara, semenjak engkau.
Dear all Radio Republic Indonesia listeners, I'm Kanasugi Kenji, Ambassador of Japan to Indonesia. Happy 76th anniversary to RRE. May you continue your great contribution and success in years ahead. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Batik collections by Indonesian designers were shown on the catwalk at a fashion show in Canada held by the Indonesian Trade Promotion Center and the Indonesian Consulate General in Vancouver, Canada, late August. At least 12 selected collections of batik by Indonesian designers Antin Kartini, the Indonesian diaspora from Montreal, Canada, appeared in this event. Antin Kartini is one of the winners of the Best Fashion Designers 2021 award from Faces magazine Ottawa with her work Wave Motif that carries the beauty of the Indonesian sea. The Trangshou Fashion Show is the culmination of the 2021 Indonesian Trade Show series of events with the theme A Flavorful Journey to Indonesia, Discover Indonesian Diversity and Heritage. Head of the Indonesian Trade Promotion Center, Vancouver, Robby Handoko explained that this fashion show aims to introduce and build a positive image of Indonesia and Indonesian products in the Canadian market. In line with the theme Indonesian Trade Show 2021, the Indonesian Trade Promotion Center and the Indonesian Consulate General in Vancouver raised batik products, one of the cultural heritage and works of Indonesian ancestors that have been recognized worldwide. At the end of each season, there was a direct sale of Antin Kartini's collection of clothes to the performance participants. The participants who attended were the public and invited guests from the province of British Columbia and its surroundings. Indonesian Consul General in Vancouver, Hendra Halim, remarked that batik products are known as part of the creative economy products, which are dominated by small artisans. Designers Antin Kartini creates batik designs written by artisans from the Bantul area, Yogyakarta, and shown by home industries around Jakarta. Halim also said that Indonesia is ranked 7th as supplier of textile products in the Canadian market after South Korea, China, the United States, Pakistan, India, and Japan. This position must be maintained by diversifying the types of export products. For example, for batik products, besides being able to be used in official events, batik from cotton can be used as a daily clothing, especially in summer, as beachwear. That's miscellany.
bisa yakinkan boy untuk katakan sebenarnya yang kau rasakan. Mau ragu, tak mudah mengucap cinta.
I'm Steve Scott, Australia's Deputy Ambassador to Indonesia. A robust and dynamic media is vital for all societies, particularly in these changing times. Today, as we celebrate Indonesia's 76th year of independence, I would also like to wish Radio Republik Indonesia a happy 76th anniversary. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a regional song from West Java entitled Genjlong. The song is sung by Neng Dila and rearranged by Baladi Kaswara. The song tells about how humans treat nature in the era globalization so that nature dies slowly. Therefore, we must continue to protect the nature and always thanks for all the blessings that have been given by God Almighty. Here is the regional song from West Java entitled Genjlong, sung by Neng Dila and rearranged by Baladi Kaswara, which is electronic dance music by Sundanese ethnical touching that they call electro ethnic music.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
I'm Francisco Gutierrez Figueroa, CDA of the Embassy of Peru in Indonesia. I would like to say happy 76th anniversary to Radio Republic Indonesia. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara. I wish for the prosperity of Indonesia and for the happiness and well-being of our peoples.
When you hold me in the street and you kiss me on the dance floor, I wish that we could be like that. But can we be like that? 'Cause I'm yours. We keep behind closed doors. Every time I see you, I tired some more. Stolen moments that we steal as the curtain falls. It'll never be enough. It's obvious you're meant for me. Every piece of you, it just fits perfectly. Every second, every thought, I'm in so deep. But I'll never show it all.
believe if I was ready to settle down, would you play it safe and stay? But you know,
listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.